In the former age of Satyayuga, there was once an assembly of great sages who met on the banks of the river Saraswati to perform a great sacrifice of the name Satyayagya. In such assemblies, the sages usually discussed Vedic subject matters and philosophical topics in great depth.
The three predominating deities of this material world, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, are directing all the affairs of the cosmos. They are all exalted personalities, but who among them is the supreme?
As Lord Brahma created the universe, I think he is supreme.
I cannot agree with you. Surely Lord Shiva...
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, these great sages are described as Brahmavardhinam. Brahmavardhinam means those who talk about the absolute truth, but who have not yet come to a conclusion as to who is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Superior of these three.
After much discussion on this subject matter, the great sage named Bhrigu, who is the son of Lord Brahma and the brother of Lord Shiva, was deputed to test all three predominating deities and to report back to the assembly.
As you wish.
Accepting this mission, Bhrigu Muni first travelled to his father's residence, Brahmaloka. The three deities are the controllers of the material qualities, namely the quality of goodness, passion and ignorance. The plan decided upon by the assembly of sages was for Bhrigu to identify which of the predominating deities possessed the quality of goodness in full. It is the duty of a son or a disciple to offer respects and recite suitable prayers when he visits his father or spiritual master.
Bhrigu!
But Bhrigu Muni purposely failed to observe such etiquette.
Bhrigu?
In order to see his father's reaction to this negligence. Lord Brahma became very angry at his son's impudence.
How dare you behave in this way? I should condemn you for this.
However, because Bhrigu was his son, Lord Brahma controlled his anger with his great intelligence. This means that although the quality of passion was prominent in Lord Brahma, he had the power to control it. His anger and his controlling of anger are likened to fire and water. Water is produced from fire, but at the same time, fire can be extinguished with water. After testing Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni went directly to the planet known as Kailash, the residence of Lord Shiva. Upon seeing his brother, Lord Shiva became very pleased.
Bhrigu!
Lord Shiva personally rose to his feet and approached him.
How nice to see you!
But when he tried to embrace him...
Bhrigu!
Please, my dear brother, because you always smear your body with ashes, you're not very clean. Therefore, because of your impurity, I would rather you did not touch me.
Naturally, Lord Shiva became very angry with him.
How dare you!
Because the quality of ignorance is prominent in Lord Shiva, his eyes immediately became red with anger. With uncontrollable rage, he took up his trident and prepared to kill Bhrigu.
Ah! No! Patty! Don't hurt him! Please,
fortunately for
please,
Bhrigu, Lord Shiva's wife Parvati was present.
Him.
Falling down at the feet of her husband,
please,
she pleaded with him.
Please don't hurt him! He's your brother! Please,
in this way,
you.
Parvati
please,
saved Bhrigu
please,
by invoking Lord
him.
Shiva's quality of goodness.
Please, I beg you.
Very well.
After being saved from the anger of Lord Shiva, Bhrigu Muni journeyed directly to Swetadweep, the abode of Lord Vishnu. There he saw the Lord lying on a bed of flowers, while his consort, Lakshmi, was engaged in massaging his lotus feet. The offence committed to Lord Brahma was mental. The offence to Lord Shiva was vocal. And now, Bhrigu Muni was about to offend Lord Vishnu in a corporal way. He approached Lord Vishnu and kicked him purposely on the chest. Instead of showing anger towards Bhrigu Muni, Lord Vishnu immediately got up from his bed, followed by his wife, and offered respectful obeisances to the Brahmin.
My dear Brahmin, it is a great blessing for me that you have come here. Please, please sit down on this cushion. I'm very sorry that when you first entered, I could not receive you properly. It was a great offense on my part. and I beg for your pardon. You were so pure that the water which washes your feet can purify even the places of pilgrimage on earth. I request you, purify my planet in which I reside with my associates. My dear father, O great sage, I know that your feet are very soft, like the petals of a lotus flower, and that my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. I'm afraid you may have hurt yourself. Please, allow me to massage your feet, to relieve the pain you must have suffered.
Lord Vishnu then knelt down and began to massage the feet of Bhrigu Muni.
Prabhu, my chest has now become sanctified because of the touch of your feet, and I am now assured that Lakshmi will be very glad to live there perpetually.
Bhrigu Muni was struck with wonder at the behavior of the personality of Godhead. His voice choked up, and he was not able to reply to the words of the Lord. Tears glided from his eyes as he simply stood silently before him. Lord Vishnu is all-merciful. He did not become angry at the activities of Bhrigu Muni, because Bhrigu was a great Brahman. A Brahman is to be excused, even if he sometimes commits an offense, and Lord Vishnu himself sets the example. Yet it is said that from the time of this incident, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, has not been favorably disposed towards the Brahmins, and therefore she withholds her benedictions. This is why the Brahmins are generally very poor. When Bhrigu Muni returned to the assembly of great sages on the bank of the Saraswati and described his experience, they all listened with rapt attention.
And began to massage my feet.
Of all the predominating deities, certainly Lord Vishnu is situated in the mode of goodness to the highest degree. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva could lose their peaceful disposition on account of such slight provocation, then how could they assure the peace and tranquility of their devotees?
All of the sages therefore engaged in devotional service to Lord Vishnu, and thus they achieved the transcendental result of going back to Godhead. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who accepts Lord Vishnu or Krishna as the supreme friend attains the highest perfection of peace.